It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. And to recover from this past long weekend.
Yeah, it was kind of a busy weekend. I had all my kids and grandkids and everything there, and so it was not a lot of peace and quiet around the house, but it was fun to get everybody together.
Oh, I found out I'm going to be an uncle for the third time now.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Yep.
Okay.
And now I'm busy traveling, eating a lot of food. And
well, that's always good.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Well, not like I need it, but.
I'm not going to say anything. But
call me fat?
Well, would I say that? No. I have called you bald before, but.
Well, I deserve
it. But that's
bald.
The truth. So. Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course.
We?
Today we're saluting Private First Class and also Lieutenant Vern Arden Molstead.
My former neighbor.
Former neighbor and a very active member of Madison and Lackawanna County. Vern was born on December 8th, 1912, and Madison passed away on December 9th, 1995. He was the very first Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer. Right after he was discharged from the U.S. Coast Guard until 1947, when Ingvald Iverson
was. I remember Inky too. Yep.
Was hired. He was the Register of Deeds and / County Recorder from 1947 to 1978 when he retired. Very active with the local Boy Scouts, the Salvation Army, Faith Lutheran Church, Madison Lutheran Home, and the Lackawanna County Historical Society. He was also a member of Kiwanis.
Yes, he was.
The VFW and the American Legion in town here. He entered active duty on April 1st, 1930, and the Minnesota Army National Guard was honored with discharge from that on October 26, 1934, served 4 years in the local Minnesota Army National Guard Company I of the 131st Infantry during that time. He was also a graduate of the United States Coast Guard Academy and served during World War II in the United States Coast Guard from June of 1942 to February of 1946. Took part in battles in the Caribbean, the Pacific Islands, until his discharge. So we thank you, Vern, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yep, and he was a good neighbor too. He's a nice guy. Well, let's take a look at our topic today. It's the VA is going to be covering three new toxic exposure-related presumptive diseases. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is a fairly new topic, and we have discussed it before, but the Disabled American Veterans put out a news release on the 23rd by National Service Director James Marsalek, and discusses three new presumptive conditions for Gulf War era veterans. And the Gulf War era covers 1990 to present day, because Congress hasn't set an end date yet for service in the Middle East. The DAVA has been instrumental in bringing awareness before Congress and the American public to the crucial issue of burn pits and other toxic exposures. In fact, DAVA was also the first major veterans organization to raise concerns about such exposure in the media and initiated the pilot for the burn pit registry, which the Department of Veterans Affairs adopted in 2014. It's taken time, in many cases too much time, but the issue continues to gain momentum, and they're seeing it gain traction both through the legislation and in the expansion of benefits. In a first for the VA, the veterans living with the harmful health consequences of burn pit exposure will receive presumptive disability status for three respiratory illnesses. That's rhinitis and sinusitis, which is inflammation of the nose and nasal sinuses, respectively, along with asthma. Will now be covered under new VA policy, provided those symptoms developed within 10 years of a veteran's service in a qualifying country where burn pits were in use. So I know Iraq, Afghanistan, I believe Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Djibouti, and a few other locations covered under the Global War on Terror and the Persian Gulf War. if you've developed chronic sinus infections or nose inflammation or asthma within 10 years of being separated from your service over there, you qualify for this presumptive condition. The rule covers veterans who served in Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Syria, and Djibouti following September 19th, 2001. That was the very first moment United States sent troops overseas during the Gulf War. But it also includes veterans who served in several countries in Southwest Asia, stretching back from August 1990 to present day. This policy change helps create a fast track to health care and disability compensation for veterans suffering with chronic conditions, reflecting two things. A growing body of scientific evidence linking toxic fumes to the development of these diseases, and these veterans have endured years of denials as their illnesses have worsened. While we're glad to see this policy change, it's important to note that these three ailments are an initial list of qualifying illnesses. Other diseases, including cancers, can develop years after being exposed as well, but those conditions aren't presumptive yet. Presumptive, Agent Orange exposure for Vietnam era veterans. If you were exposed to served in country in Vietnam or certain places in Thailand, if you're, you've been presumed to be exposed to Agent Orange, and a myriad of conditions are related to that, including type 2 diabetes, ischemic heart disease, many different kinds of cancers. So this is. This is kind of like the Agent Orange presumptive list, and it's just the beginning of that. The VA announced it will be reaching out to those veterans and survivors who are affected by this policy change to inform them about their eligibility and provide information on how to apply. DAV benefits experts are able to assist those whose claims have previously been denied, and we encourage those who believe they may be eligible for these newly established presumptive conditions to contact our DAV representatives for help, which I'm one of them. I'm an accredited service officer with the Disabled American Veterans. So you can go to benefitsquestions.org, all one word, for more information on DAV benefits experts near you. And like I said, I'm one of them. I'm accredited with several different service organizations. You can go to va.gov for more information on burn pits and these presumptive conditions. And, of course, you can contact our office. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still a garden level.
Still garden. There's no snow. And
end of November and no snow. That's all right with me.
You know, this weekend I was also getting stuff ready for ice fishing.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Well,
but
better give it a little more time.
With the weather we're having, I probably won't be going out next weekend like I did last year.
I wouldn't suggest it.
Yeah.
If there is any ice, you better stay off it for a little while.
I think last year when I first went out, there were 6 inches, and I was brave.
Yep.
I'm not that brave.
Not that brave. You better not be now.
I'm not that brave when it comes to ice.
Not when the temps are still in the 40s.
When it comes, I have fallen through ice before, and it ain't fun.
Well, don't do it again.
I don't plan on it.
All right.
But I do have a few appointments this week that'll take me out of the office, so it'd be better to call ahead to make sure I'm around. Otherwise, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lackboro Veteran Service Officer, with us today. Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackboro County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.